that was once yours, now called the Wetlands. This show explores the small lives of those who live and die in the Wetlands. I will be your guide for these lapsing minutes. As you listen to the waves crashing against you, it is apparent that for the time being, you are with us. A traveler. The kid was tall and lanky. Barely anything stood out about him. He was wearing a red beanie, bright green sweatshirt, and cargo pants. No shoes. The officers dropped him in a small metal chair. Across from the kid was a middle-aged man, bald, wearing a black and blue suit. The kid smiled. He couldn't have been more than 18. But these days, it was hard to tell. The bald man had piercing blue eyes that softened while looking at the kid. "Can we uncuff him, please?" Another two officers come into the room and uncuff the kid, whose hands now, on the metal tabletop, look like broken and cut shards of glass. The Sudan man winced.
"Divi, what happened?"
The kid, Divi, kept smiling.
"What? You know this was going to happen at some point."
"Sure, but..." For a moment, the man's voice had no words. But as chief, he needed to make sure he was cool under pressure.
"What happened?"
"Saw some guy with my girl. So I killed him."
"That's not all."
"They started it. They started it, Freeman."
"Started what?"
"You know...
This is an interview. I need to know your side of the story from start to finish." Divi's smile faded.
"You're gonna lock me up again?"
"Divi, we aren't going to do anything until we have all the information we need in the case." Divi straightened his posture and licked his lips. They were cracked and had scars all over them.
"I went to the club. Blackfish. Met up with some of my crew. Then I got the call from my girl saying that she was working late. And I'm like, I'm cool, you know? So I'm drinking or whatever time, and then I see her out of the corner of my eye. I can see that silver hair from a mile away. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I follow her, you know? Next thing I know, some dude is all over her. So I flip. I grab the chair and fuck the guy up. Turns out the dude is one of the knights, and he's got a melter. I mean, this could have been a pistol that was like 6 inches long. So he tries to shoot me, but I'm the slickest as they come, and I dodge and grab the gun and fight. Goes off, of course, and it hits my girl. Another shot goes off, hits the dude. Both dead. Now I'm here."
Chief Freeman shifts his posture a bit. He's trying not to show, but he assumes everyone can figure out how uncomfortable he is.
"Divi, did you take anything before this? More than alcohol?"
"Nah, I don't mess with that."
"So, then you were of sound mind and body?"
"I mean, other than tipsy, yes."
"Divi, do you remember what happened to those other 65 people in the club?"
"No, I just left."
"Well, the bartender does.
And he distinctly remembers seeing you with that pistol. You just described gunning down everyone in the bar.
The only reason he wasn't dead is because you didn't check the bar.
You seriously believe that, Freeman?
I'm afraid I do.
No, come on.
You just confirmed the story. Divi went silent and thought for a moment.
Are my friends dead?
Afraid you killed them too. Divi got up from his chair.
No! You know I wouldn't have done that!
Freeman didn't look at Divi. A tear began to form in his eye.
You were a good kid, Dee. I wouldn't do that!
I know, but it's pretty clear-cut.
Mr. C! It was Mr. Crimson! It was Mr. Crimson! It had to be!
We have no proof.
The bartender!
He was checked. He did not have a prowess.
Then before! He had to have done it before!
You still did the act of sound mind. Two officers entered again, kicking and screaming. Divi, being hauled off, kept screaming,
Crimson! It was Crimson!
Written and performed by Philip Jones.